Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to my one-year anniversary show, March 1st. If you are listening later in the year, this marks the one-year anniversary of the Well Woman Show as a podcast. So super exciting. And I've been thinking about what it means, what my experience has been this first year. And I'm going to share that with you today somewhat in terms of how I podcast. But I also just wanted to share that the first year of podcasting, and I got this from a friend who just posted this recently, and I just loved it, so I have to use it. I think I would liken my first year of podcasting to a shit show where I was the ringmaster. I just love that. It's like totally chaotic and lots of unexpected, you know, surprises. But you know, you're like totally there. In charge of it all and making it all happen. So I love that. And I sort of think it's like your first real personal development aha moment. You know, you have to go really deep and dark and ugly before the magic happens. That's kind of like my first year of podcasting. So if you're considering podcasting, take that with a grain of salt. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. You have to be really committed and you really have to know why you're doing it. So I'm going to leave it at that. And we're going to go into my 1 year anniversary episode. Today's topic is how I podcast. I wanted to share this with you because it's my 1 year anniversary, which is super exciting. So I wanted to celebrate with you by sharing with you how I podcast. I've had so many questions lately and over the year about my process and how I put out a show every single week for listeners. And so I wanted to address some of those questions and let you in on some of the background and inside scoop behind the Well Woman Show. So I am going to actually walk you through some of the main things that I considered before starting my podcast. And I should give you a little bit of background, which is that I actually have had a radio show for a number of years. So I'm not your typical podcaster starting, you know, starting a business and then starting a podcast simply to market their business. I came at it a little bit differently. I have a radio show on the local NPR affiliate. And so I was transitioning from traditional radio to podcasting. So that took some time, and I did a lot of research and learning to figure out, you know, the best way to podcast and how it's different from radio. And One of the things I love about podcasting is that there's no time limit. So when I create or produce a show for radio, it has to be 28 minutes and 30 seconds in order to fit into the time allotted. Of course, because they have to plan their schedule on the radio. Whereas on podcasting, you can actually go, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 40 minutes. You can do the show as long or as short as you want. And that's kind of cool. So you have a lot of freedom. So what I did was I put this together for you in terms of how I podcast and how I've been doing it for the last year. So I have it in different sections. I'm going to talk about goals, format, systems, guests, sponsors, and resources. So I'm just going to go through quickly each of those, and then you'll find a lot more information on the website, on the show notes, at wellwomanlife.com/055show. And I'll put links in there to all the resources that I give at the end. So let's get started. So the first thing is that when you're considering starting a podcast, or when I considered it, I really wanted to think about what is the point here? What's the purpose? What's the goal? And so I already had the radio show, so I was really just sort of fleshing that out. But for those of you thinking about podcasting or wondering how you get started, you know, it's with, like any other project, you want to think about what your vision is. What's the purpose? What's it going to be about? Is it related to a hobby you have, or is it related to your business? What do you want to get out of it? I really wanted to bring these in-depth conversations with women to my audience and really connect more deeply with my audience, which you can do on podcasting because I am in your earbuds when I'm talking and when you're hearing the interviews and the women that are talking on my show. It's a great way to connect deeper and more personally, which you know that I like that because that's what it's all about, right? Connecting deeply and really understanding your audience and connecting there. So think about your goal. For me, I really wanted to do a weekly show. I think some people do daily, some people do weekly, some people do monthly. I think weekly is the sweet spot because it's enough to gain momentum and have like a regular schedule, but it's not overwhelming like a daily show would be. And monthly, it's just hard to gain traction and get a lot of interest going. So I would say weekly is a great schedule. And in terms of the second area that I wanted to talk about, which is format, there are several things to consider. So my format was pretty much, interviews. So long form interviews with women. And when I moved over to the podcast, I really, structured my interviews a little bit more. So I have this sort of open, flowing conversation at the beginning, where I really get at what are they up to and how that impacts women's lives. And then towards the end, I move into a segment which is always the same. So I combine sort of this free-flowing conversation at the beginning with this sort of structured segment at the end called Superpowers for Success. And that gives me a chance to ask some of the same questions to each guest so that listeners can start seeing some patterns with how people are answering these questions. So that's what I do. I know a lot of you listen to other podcasts and you have other, there are other formats that you might be thinking about. There's solo shows. People do solo shows a lot. If you have just a lot of content that you want to share, if you're an expert in a certain area and you want to share, information about that, a lot of people do that. You could also have a co-host where you talk to each other about topics. And then of course the interview style. And then when you're looking at your format and your interviews, you might want to consider local guests that you can interview in person to get to warm up to the idea of interviewing. You'll also want to set up a way to do Skype interviews, which is what I do as well. I do both. I definitely have guests from all over the world and all over the country. And so I like to interview them on Skype. And that really helps me reach so many more guests than I could if I just had to do it in person. So that's a little bit on format. The next thing I wanted to share was about my systems. So when you're considering your podcast, you want to really have get your systems in place. And that will help you be consistent and commit to your schedule. And it's important to commit to a schedule because listeners will be then they can rely on that and they know that, oh, well, she has a new show coming out every Wednesday. So, I have a lot of people tell me, like, I look forward to Wednesday morning when I know your new show is going to be out. So getting the systems in place to be able to meet your deadlines is huge, right? That's the way it is with any project. But, with a production schedule, you are, really under the gun sometimes for producing the show so that it can launch at the same time every week or every day or every month. So getting some of your systems in place is really important. What that entails, I'll go into that in a little bit, but I wanted to also talk about some of the other sort of technicalities of starting a show, like naming your show. What do you want to name it? Is it going to be the name of your brand, your business, your hobby? How are you going to name that? So think about that. You'll also want a 4,000 character description of the show. That's what iTunes requires when you go ahead and submit it for publishing. So 4,000 characters, and that's your description. You want that to be really descriptive and really entice people into wanting to click on that and listen to your show. You'll also want to think about artwork. So if you have a logo, that can be a place to start. I have my artwork has my logo, and then I added some other things on there. But so those are the basics that you'll want to think about getting in place. You'll also want to think about audio setup. And I shared a Facebook Live recently where I showed the microphone that I use, which is a Zoom handheld recorder. It's not, so I chose that because it's a really good recorder and it's very, it's pretty small. You can carry it around with you. And it doesn't totally break the bank. You can find podcast startup kits that give you, the little mixing board and the microphone and the recorder all together in a package. And I'll give you the resources at the end. Or you can, it depends how tech savvy you are. You want to just get the recorder to start with. But you'll definitely need to think about what kind of equipment you want and how and what your budget is. So I started with a package that was probably ran me a few hundred dollars. I've upgraded a few pieces since then. I have a great microphone for my Skype interviews, and I have the Zoom handheld that I take around with me. And then I have a small mixing board, which I barely understand, but I make it work, to be very honest. And that's it. That's what I have, that and my computer. And that's all you really need to really get started. If you have technical help or an engineer, or you're working with, a team that can help you, that's awesome. If not, you can totally do it yourself. It's just, I would recommend really going through some of the resources at the end that I'm going to give you so that you can learn how to do that. I will say I was at a conference recently where I forgot my recorder. And I found myself in a situation where I could you know, get a really great interview. And so I texted my editor, whose name I'll give you, Joel. I'll give you his website. I texted him and I was like, okay, I'm at this conference. I don't have my recorder. I'm just going to use voice memo on my iPhone. Is that cool? Can you work with that? So he texted back, yeah, we can do that. Just make sure the room is quiet. So, you know, I made it work and, it sounded great. So you can, in a pinch, you can use your iPhone, and your, you know, voice memo or whatever app you have. I use voice memo. Incidentally, I use voice memo for just recording ideas, thoughts, you know, if I'm driving and I can't write it down. It's a great place to record those kinds of things. So that's a little bit about the equipment. And, let's see, I was also going to share with you the intro that you need to write and the outro. So my show consists of a generic intro that I recorded with Women's Voices. And I'll tell you, that was really fun to record because it was at one of my Well Woman Drinks events. And I just went around the room and I really just asked, just did these mini interviews with women, asking them questions. And then I had the editor cut them up and produce this sort of standardized intro that I use with Women's Voices. And so people tell me they really like it because it shows, you know, it demonstrates the diversity of the women, different people's voices. And so that really worked for my show. So think about how you want to set up that intro. So in addition to that standard intro that all your shows will have, then you do the intro for that particular episode. So I record that after my interview, and I try to record it pretty soon after the interview so I can remember, you know, parts of the interview to talk about in the intro. But you'll basically need to set up a script. So write up a basic script saying today on the show and then explaining what the show is about. Any links to the show notes or anything you want to say there. And I set all of mine up, all of my scripts and shows, I set it up in Evernote. And Evernote is an app that you can download and use on your phone, on any of your devices, and it keeps track electronically of all of your notes, and you can create different notebooks. So I have a notebook called The Well Woman Show, and inside there I have a different note for each episode. And I have a note for my script templates, so I don't have to rewrite them every time. They're just there for me to grab and insert the relevant information for that week. So this is, again, about setting up systems so that it's easy for you to meet your production deadline every week. The other thing is your outro. So you'll want to do the same thing for your outro. That's the part at the very end where you sort of, you know, saying goodbye to your audience, you're recapping maybe parts of the show, you're giving links, next steps, that kind of thing. And you can write up a basic script template for that as well, so that you can use that every week. The other thing is to think about your editing. So some people are totally good with editing and can figure it out, and others need to outsource that. So, you know, figure out where you are. And actually, this is a good point just overall for all of this, is to really figure out what do you want to be spending your time on versus what can you delegate to people on your team or, you know, volunteers or just however you're going to set up that working system. What are you going to delegate and what are you going to do yourself? I know that I don't have the skill to edit. I think I probably could learn it, you know, because I'm a capable, smart person, but I don't want to, frankly. And my time is better spent doing the interviews and the other pieces that, you know, that I'm good at. So I delegate pieces of the production. So I have an editor. I mentioned him before, and I'll link to him in the show notes. And I also have a show notes editor, and this is someone who writes up the notes based on the interview. So when you go to the website and it says what you're going to hear today and today on the episode, and there's like the bullet points, those are the show notes, and it always includes resources and links. That doesn't have to be a big deal. You can spend, you know, 10 minutes doing it yourself if you want real basic notes, or you can have someone write up pretty comprehensive notes. So that, again, is one of those choices that you have to make about where you want to be spending your time and your resources. The other thing is you'll want a website or somewhere to publish your podcasts. So I use podcast websites, and I'll link to that in the show notes, podcastwebsites.com. And they basically, it's built on WordPress. So if you are comfortable with WordPress already, it's not really a departure from that. They manage the website, the technical aspects. It's a real easy kind of drop and click website builder that is created to support your podcast and your blog and everything. So it's a really great service, and that's what I use. So again, I use as many different things that can help me have a smooth, systematic production schedule, because this is not the only thing I do, right? As many of you who might be starting podcasts, you have a whole other job, or you're running a business, and this is just something else, you know, something extra that you're doing on top of it all. So, that's a sort of the basics on systems. And, I want to talk next about guests. So let's just talk briefly about, guests. And when you're thinking about your podcast, if you're not just doing a solo show, if you're interviewing people, you know, you'll want to, think about who you want to interview. Likely, if you're an expert in your industry, you already have access to a huge amount of people that will be great guests for you. So think about people that can bring value to your audience, and talk about the topics that you want to talk about. So other experts in the field, you know, other experts with expertise beyond yours, so that you're bringing, you know, adding value in addition to what you can bring. And just make a big list, make a huge list, because if you're doing a weekly show like I am, that's 52 guests in a year. And, most people can, you know, rattle off like 10, 15, 20 guests right away. But once you start getting into the 30, 40, 50th guests, you're needing to search a little bit. So, the way to keep your list really updated is to always, you know, it's sort of like second nature now. Whenever I talk to anyone, I'm like, oh, wow, you'd be a great guest. So, and I've asked, you know, many people that, like, just on the spot, like, oh, I'd like to interview you. So, you know, whenever I'm at meetings or conferences, I'm always looking for, more interviews. And, the other thing to do is ask your guests for ideas about other guests. They will hook you up with people you don't know that will also be awesome guests. So that's another way to do that. I want to move on to sponsors and affiliates. Now, this is an area that I am just adding. I actually had a sponsor at the beginning of my show. I had Leafy Greens, and many of you know I speak about Leafy Greens a lot. I love them. Leah from Leafy Greens is awesome, and she helped me with my very first Leafy Greens cleanse back in 2014 that really changed my life. And so I had her on as a sponsor to begin with, and now I'm restructuring the sponsorship and offering different sponsors for the podcast and for well woman life in general, but for the podcast, you know, you can, some podcasters have sponsors and it's an income stream for them. Some podcasters have sponsors and it just helps offset the costs of their production. And others don't have sponsors at all. So you have to think about how you want to do that. And if you would like to develop that as an income stream for your podcast. So for example, if you're doing a podcast about beekeeping, because you are an expert beekeeper, and I'm thinking about Jessie, who's a beekeeper, and I interviewed her on my show once. And so if she were to do a podcast, her sponsors might be, you know, the company that builds the hives, or, you know, companies that provide like beekeeping clothing. They might really be interested in a very targeted audience like that. So that is something to think about for sure. I'm excited because right on my 1 year anniversary of my podcast, I'm so excited to announce that I am bringing on, Better Money Decisions, which is a company that helps with financial planning. And they are going to be sponsoring the podcast, as well as there are some other sponsors in the works that I can't announce right now, but it's very exciting to see this develop and to really have this partnership where I can bring value to my guest, to my audience rather. And, the audience benefits, and then it also helps offset some of the production costs for me to create this podcast every week for you. So the other thing that I wanted to talk about was affiliates. So sponsors and affiliates. We talked about sponsors. Affiliates are, that's another way to bring in some revenue where you sign up as an affiliate and you basically promote someone else's product that you're using. So for example, I should really be an affiliate for podcast websites. I need to actually do that so that when I send you, because I love podcast websites, if I send you over there to sign up with them to run your podcast on their website platform, then I get a percentage of the fee that you pay to them. So that's called an affiliate partnership. And you can find a lot more information about that online and in some of the resources I'm going to give you at the end. And that's something definitely to think about down the road, probably not right at the beginning, but it's something to know that it's out there for you. So lastly, I want to give you some resources, and I'll be adding to this as well after the recording. So definitely check out wellwomanlife.com/055show. And so podcastwebsites.com will be on there. Joel Sharpton, my editor, will be on there under his business name, which is propodcastingservices.com. Also, I wanted to share some of the podcasting courses that are out there and available. Pat Flynn with Smart Passive Income does a really nice quickie overview of how to get started with podcasting. That's smartpassiveincome.com. Also, John Lee Dumas with Entrepreneur on Fire does Podcaster's Paradise, and you can find him at eofire.com. And I think he does a whole podcasting course as well that is very useful. And then Cliff Ravenscraft also does a very highly thought of a podcasting course called learnhowtopodcast.com. So those are some of the resources. And I'll also link to the package that I bought for my equipment. I'll link to that on the website, the Zoom handheld recorder. And I'll give you the link to where I purchased those. I can't remember the website offhand, but it's... it'll be on the show notes at wellwomanlife.com/055show. And if you have other questions that have come up from listening to this, please post them inside the Facebook community group at facebook.com/groups/ Well Woman Life Community. And you can, if you're not a member of that free community group, you can go and request to be added, and we'll add you right away so you can ask your question. And let's try to keep the conversation going and answer as many questions as possible about podcasting. So I hope you enjoyed this quickie overview of how I podcast. There are many, many, many different podcasts and many, many different ways to do it. So I just wanted to give you a glimpse into my systems and how I think about it. And of course, there's lots more, and I encourage you to go and find more information. But do check out wellwomanlife.com/055show for links and resources, and everything that I talked about today will be on there. That's it for our show today. So I'm so pleased that you have joined me for my 1 year anniversary show. It's super exciting. It's a little bit crazy that I have been doing this for a year now, putting out a show every single week, but it has been super fun and such a great way to connect with a broader audience and really serve the community that I want to serve. So with that, I will tell you that there are some things coming up that you should know about. There is our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, that brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. And if you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. And also, if you enjoy this show, please give me a 1 year anniversary present and go to iTunes and subscribe to the show. And if you already have subscribed and you haven't left a review yet, this would be a great time to do it. Leave me a 1 year anniversary review. Let me know how you've been enjoying the show, what you would like to see in the upcoming year. It would really, really help raise visibility for the show if I get more reviews. I have a lot of reviews on there right now, but I would love a review from you. So go on there to wellwomanlife.com/iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. As I said earlier, you can continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. It's a free community group where we have conversations that extend outside of the podcast, and it's a great resource, and I welcome you to our group. So come and join us. And for feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.